Joseph the Lion was born in 1998 and rescued in 2007 from Ohio. Joseph was rescued along with several other lions and tigers who had been bred to be used as photo and ego props. It took the combined efforts of USDA, undercover agents, and concerned citizens 7 years to shut down Diana McCourt and her Siberian Tiger Foundation. It wasn't until her landlords, Donna Lynn and Christian LaVere, were able to evict her from the property that Knox County was able to seize the six cats who had been used for years in props as Diana McCourt's tiger training scheme. By the end of the ordeal, eyewitnesses said that the cats were starving and had inadequate shelter from the elements. Even though McCourt lost her USDA license to operate the Tiger Tamer Camp in 2000, and permanently in 2006, she still continued to charge people to come into her backyard in Gambier, Ohio, and pet the adult lions and tigers. The cats would often be chained down so that people could touch them or have their photos made with the cats. To make the cats more pliable, McCourt had their teeth and claws removed. Only Joseph still has his canine teeth. Despite the abusive violations to their bodies and mobility, the USDA investigation included 8 allegations of attacks on visitors in an 8-month period. Most cases take 6 years or more to prosecute, so animals suffer most or all of their lives waiting for help to arrive. The only way to put an end to the suffering is to end the private possession of big cats and eliminate the USDA loophole that allows people to keep big cats if they have a $40 USDA license. It is too easy to get and too hard to lose to provide any sort of enforcement of the Animal Welfare Act.